TPR.
Typical of what people think Karachi is and should be. Like, if coincidentally, we've started. Roundup number 10, the February playlist. Hamnawa, Zirak, whatever. All the people I know here, coincidentally, the group that we have of Pakistani people, none of them are from Karachi. There was one guy, he left. And this is a very weird situation for me because Karachi is the biggest city, and you know, statistically likely, if you have Pakistani people, they'll be from Karachi.
Surprisingly, that is also my scene here. I don't know many people from Karachi.
It is a tech industry problem, but because they're not even from Lahore, they're all Islamabadis, and this is the first exposure I've had to Islamabadis at such scale. Because in Dublin, all these are tech companies, and you know, people come for Facebook, they come for Google, etc., etc. So they have no idea. I think one of them has been to Karachi. My wife Basma went to Karachi because of me, because she was forcibly integrated into Karachi. Otherwise, they've never been. No exposure, no plans, no interest in going to Karachi. The only thing they know is obviously MQM and the accent is now. So when I heard the song Vibe Karachi, that is what this can never reach their ears, because they'd be like, we knew it.
Confirmation bias ki ghantiyan bajni shuru ho jayengi.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I just put it in primarily because it's so ridiculous, but in like a endearing way.
Yes,
if you don't look at it from those angles, kitna silly hai, kitna stereotypical hai, matlab kitna wo Karachi mein phone chhin jayega, ye wale sare problems.
Yeah, but there was one guy who comes in the song, he's like, I'm from Punjab. So he starts off, I'm not from here, but I am now here.
Immigration into Karachi also constant theme.
It's a... Pakistani rap is a true representation of all dynamics, socio-political, regional, racial, religious, I don't know. But, khair. So this playlist is, once again, very long. There was a point where I was like, maybe I should tell Zirak, let's try and hit for 10, 15 songs. But like, I don't want to intrude into your creative process. But very long, 80% hip-hop, again. So is this... Because before, once upon a time, you said that these playlists are what you are currently listening to, right? Is there a sort of feedback loop now where you are thinking that this is what should be in the playlist, even if you're not listening to it as much?
There is. I get the feeling like if I nikalta hun to thoda bahut, like, you know, sometimes people will expect some stuff to be in there that's not. So like, even though I try to portray it as very personal in terms of what I'm listening to, I think there is a sense that it should be... with Sound of the Nation wali baat aa jati hai na. Not that I am Sound of the Nation, but like the moment you create a curatorial situation, people expect that good things will make it to the list. So in my case, mein, like, I'm not listening to a lot of like drama OSTs. Like not many of them cross my radar or like go into it. So many of them will touch my like normal... Taza Maal playlist, just mein sab kuch naya dalta hun, but they don't really make that many of the selections because I don't listen to them that much. But there is a sense ke kya kya aana chahiye. So for me, like if there is a Balochi rapper, because they tend to not be heard as often or not have that many of a large audience, like for me, it's just like, okay, this represents something that should be in the overall mix of things be heard. Or if there is like something quite new or quite different, new language, new genre. In some cases, I will make sure that is in purely for the purposes of, if you look back at it, like main us tarah bhi dekhta hu ki agar aap pichle 3 saal ke releases dekhte ho and you go through all of my playlists as a way of figuring out what was good and what came out, that some of the songs should make that cut.
Right. Yeah.
So I think about it in that way. Is like what will last in 2 years as something that is like worth talking about.
Yeah, because this is not just your private playlist, right? There is a sort of, as we've discussed, sort of like a documentary slash journalistic, you know, insight into this as well, which means that it can't just be things that only things that you are listening to. It has to be a bit more holistic. It's sort of becoming that sort of Twitter feedback loop where all the journalists are on Twitter because they are talking about the news, but then the what is on Twitter is also becoming news. So this playlist, we did the thing where we tried to select a few songs each, and I selected songs, decidedly on purpose songs, which are not hip-hop, because I'm an old man. But also, I feel like I'm not connected enough for the songs to not sound too similar.
Yeah.
So it's sort of all blending together. But then I did pick a Tower song, so that does have... I heard that song, and I listened to the whole thing. I think I zoned out. Because then I heard it again now, and I'm like, well, there's a whole second part of the song, which is a completely different song. And I was like, this is the same song? Or did this... So that's a Tower situation. But the first song that I had selected is a repeated person, Zahoor, the song Darshal. Zahoor is this guy, a very interesting guy, man. He just comes up with aesthetic that I'm not expecting out of like just Pakistani music. I'd have no exposure to Pashto music. So this song is very, again, different from his previous songs, different from other songs. What's up with, do you know the lyrics? Do you understand Pashto now? I was like, I should not send this to Pashto speakers.
Background research karni chahiye. Like, that's the problem hai ki jo log podcast karna chahte hai na, there are self-selecting group of people who decide ki nahi zarurat nahi hai. So
this is enough.
Mai khareed liya, yehi kaafi hai. Show our legitimacy. I think Zahoor is interesting primarily because he is one of the few people that is doing something that is so clearly new. Baki sab dekhne, I think, like as you said, with like the hip hop people, like sometimes they begin to sound similar. Like if you're not coming to it from a different angle, like all the rock musicians have this sort of same, like they fit into a tradition you understand, but Zahoor does not fit into a tradition you understand. It feels very bold and sort of uncharted territory. That it is in Pashto only makes it better. Like if this song was in Urdu, it would not appear as new. And I think the choice of language, I can't comment on like the language itself, like the words that are being used and so forth. But the fact that it, like, you know, the language that he's using also adds a different like oral quality to the music. And I don't think there's anybody else doing stuff like this. Like definitely not in Pashto music, but probably not even in Urdu music.
If there is a comment, no, if anyone's listening.
So that's why he's interesting. And I think he's like one of those people that doesn't have like, he's overperforming his audience numbers at the moment. Like he is small, but the quality of stuff that he is putting out is really, really good.
That's an interesting way to put it.
And so for me, that speaks of someone that is just like, you're waiting for one good chance and then it blows up.
Because the groundwork is all there, clearly.
The groundwork is all there because you know that if they are given like eyeballs, that they will have something good.
Because so I think we've heard at least three songs from Zahoor. And all like the Pashto thing, I think that's why we go to the song. Like, oh, it's a Pashto song. We don't hear Pashto songs. But then that doesn't become like the whole unique thing about the song.
That's just
the entryway into it. That, oh, Pashto song, we don't hear it. But then the music is so good. The production is great. Oh, I'm just surprised at how different all the songs are from one another.
I think he is. So he is based in Mardan, if I'm not wrong. I had a chance to meet him a few weeks ago. Really nice guy. So he's based in Mardan. And so I think the scene there is also very disconnected from the scene everywhere else. He collaborates with people in other cities, but his sort of core creative process seems to be somewhat
removed,
separated,
which
I think is a really something that he uses really to his advantage. And in his case, I think the challenge is just like being able to keep putting the stuff out, right? Like, as you know, like with creative work, if you keep doing like really good work that doesn't get the feedback that you expect it to, for the quality that you are doing it.
Yes, we know this.
That's the challenge of like continuing to stick to it until you get that one door to open. And so for him, I think that's the the difficult bit. But for everybody listening to him, I think of it as like the easiest, like if you want to be a hipster, being like, I discovered this person before they were big. Zuhoor is the person you want to be listening
yeah,
to.
Because
he also does it consistently. It's not like, oh, he had one good song. Like he's done like two or three songs now, as you said, yeah. All of them high quality.
Yeah. Even the videos were interesting of the, at least the previous, we've seen two, right? At least one, I think two. And they're also, there's like a lot of thought put into it. And it's like, I was also thinking that Pashto is also not a barrier. Like, you know, for us to relate to the song, oh, we don't understand the language, so the whole song is now wasted for us. It's not even like
I find that really interesting, actually. South Asian language, I'm listening to, is easy to kind of get into.
Yeah.
Like, it's more so than, suppose, if I was listening to, like, something French or Spanish. Like, mere liye wo connection itta asaan nahi hota. I don't know if this is just, if there's anything objective to it, or if it's just, like, feelings. But there was this like Bengali Coke Studio song called Nazik Nazik. Did you hear?
No.
Really catchy. You should.
Okay.
No, I don't understand a word, but it sounds exactly like Pakistani Coke Studio songs also. Like you can totally get into it. I mean, same thing for a lot of like Coke Studio music where I didn't quite understand the language. Like mujhe koi Punjabi bahut zyada nahi aati. Like there's a lot of other, whenever they've used other languages, non-Urdu, I don't necessarily understand them, but it's easy to get into them.
Yeah.
I think same way, kind of like the way Bollywood works, right? Ke like Bollywood, maybe aap le aate hain, regional languages, ke,
sure.
Like words and phrases, and that seems to work. So I think there's something to it, which is that you can actually, there's actually much smaller of a barrier to switching languages than we expect.
Yeah.
And I think that most of Pakistani media tends to be in Urdu is actually probably unnecessary, that it doesn't need to be that
we're getting very close to the debate of should Urdu be the national language of Pakistan. We will solve it in this series, but okay, great, shout out Zuhoor. Maybe I somebody should talk to him also instead of talking about
bilkul. We should get a hold of him.
Zuhoor, where do you live? The next song next song is the one that I was talking about before this, which is Towers and Talal Qureshi. Towers, again, very unique sound. Like they have, Asher is a big hip hop name, but his work is also different to, like, there's a big school of young stunners, sort of rappers. There's a Karachi sound, I think, which is, I would lump in my generalistic endeavors, I would put Young Stunners there, LUG there. And then there's a lot of, like, you know, connecting threads where you can see how this guy is clearly influenced by them, or they may be part of the same circle. So there's like a number of artists who have that sound. Then the Lahore people, I think, don't have that sort of homogenous kind of vibe, because Manu is very different to Faris. Faris is obviously, you know, king right now. But there are very unique people there. Towers, again, they have a, they came out with, like, I suppose you call them like pop when they came out. Very different to what was happening at the scene. They had like their own set sound. And I assumed that they were all not from Pakistan. And I think they were. Turns out, because I heard some other, they were on somebody's podcast, they're like, oh, hum Karachi ki hain. So how did you do this? And that continues here in this song as well. Very Towers sound.
It's very like very electronic.
Yes.
The voices are very, also especially Bilal's voice is very, very peculiar, very particular, right? Like it's kind of raspy, but also high. You don't get that very much. Yes. Like usually voices that are low tend to get raspy. Voices that are high tend to be clearer. His voice is high and raspy.
Yeah.
So, and then he does like kind of word plays. The way they write the lyrics are very particular. So ek wo Bilal ki awaaz hai, jiski wajah se I think that gets their sound very particular. And then they're very electronic in the sort of,
and they're not sort of like chill, laid back also, the music.
Pop bana rahe na basically.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of, think of it, it's almost like the same thing that Hasan Rahim kind of is doing in terms of Abdullah Kasumbi is doing, is like electropop. But these guys are almost like catchier. Like it's sort of less, there's like less happening in the music.
Dark vibes throughout. Relaxed.
Like it's not.
Sinister vibes.
Right. Like there's a bit of kind of broodiness.
Yes.
Achha, but then Asher has started rapping.
Yes. I was telling Sahil that Sahil, have you heard this new guy, Asher? He just showed up. Why don't he? And then Sahil told me that he has been in towers from the beginning. And I was like,
But he wasn't rapping in the beginning, at least in a couple of songs.
Yeah.
So I think aapne jo rap ki baat ki na, Pakistani rap samajhne ke do teen broad lens hai.
Right.
There is, in terms of sound, there is what I call lyrical rap and pop rap. So lyrical rap is kind of what like Faris does, right? Which is that the words are more important than the melody.
Hmm.
And then the pop rap is like kind of what Hasan does, kind of what Manu does in some instances, right? Like Manu jab, what's a good Manu? Like, Khwab jaise Manu ko pehla gana tha pehle album pe. Like that's very kind of pop rap. Like you can sing along to it. It's not
the musicality is a big thing.
Right. But it's not like wo bahut koi na sur aa raha hai upar niche ka.
Right.
So that's why it's like more rap than singing. So for me, that is kind of the pop rap genre.
Yeah.
So that's one way of understanding it.
Right.
The second thing is the kind of almost cultural background of the rap.
Sure.
So jo hum wo Karachi rappers ki baat karte hain, part of the reason why it all feels the same is because the cultural background of all of it is the same.
Yeah.
Which is ke they're like urban difficulties.
Yeah. Karachi stuff.
But matlab aur shehron mein bhi aata hai, but that is like basically where it is, the theme is about
struggle.
Just struggle. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
and they also veer towards like the poetry rap almost. Like the Young Son of Tala Anjum is very heavy. And I see that also in separate people like Bol Jani. Jani also has a lot of like, because I heard there was a song with that. I think this was not one of the rap songs, but one of the songs had Ilham in the lyrics. And I was like, this is not a word I expected in pop music.
Haan, nahin, un logon ki references hain thodi, like
poetry. Yeah, heavier.
So, and in a way, I think jo wo lyrical rap aur ye jo main struggle rap bata raha hu na, culturally, like there's an overlap there. Like most of the struggle rap tends to be lyrical.
Right.
And then there is this like, sometimes we'll call it lore, sometimes you call it like burger, rich kid, whatever. But basically there is rap that is not about struggle, which is not to say that these people don't have struggle in their lives, but that is not what the music is about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it and the themes tend to be more like pop song related.
Yeah, and even if there is struggle, it's more like intra-industry struggle, where there's like, you want me on your song, but I'm bigger than you, that sort of thing, which is also there in lyrical rap as well, which I think this is a common hip-hop thing.
I think it's a common hip-hop thing, but so mainly like Rozio, Manu, Ashir, Hasan, even Faris, like they are in this, they are not in the struggle rap category for me, because that is not the themes that their music are predominantly talking about.
Yeah,
the themes of their music are predominantly the same as the themes of any pop music. I think Usher fits into that category.
Right. Okay.
Right. Like that's my view of it. Like I don't think of Towers as, I think of Towers more as relating to like Manu, Talal, Hasan.
Yeah.
Then they relate to like
Talanjum
and Tala Yunus.
So even though Usher's rap is like decidedly not like happy, fun kind of stuff, like tones, but it's also not My City Is Falling Apart. Yeah.
So like thematically, like that's how I categorize them. For me, that makes it sort of easy to categorize. But Asher, the thing about him is that his tone is like amazing.
Yeah.
Right. In terms of he has this sort of one very particular tone when he raps.
Yeah.
And a lot of criticism that I hear about a lot of Pakistani hip hop, especially like very young people, is that they haven't quite figured out their tone.
Right.
And Asher is like way ahead in that game.
Yeah,
like he doesn't have a lot
very
of like
mature. Yeah.
Hmm. So that's always like really great to hear. So Towers don't really put out like a bad song, right? Like you don't see an unfinished song from them.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
They tends to always be very polished. Very well rounded. And then once you put Talal into the mix, I think that like Talal also has that same level of polish that he puts out, so you can hear that in the two songs that they have put out in one track.
Before we move to another song, there was this younger artist whose obviously name I've forgotten, but I saw that he had the song had co-credited Fatwa, which is these Abdullah Qasambi Karachi I think collective. I think, and there then again, because talking about now, because these new artists are big enough or established enough that they have artists coming up who are influenced by them. So Young Son has obviously been around for much longer, but I heard this song and I thought that this is like a Hasan Rahim-esque, but different, but in that same sort
of... It sounded like Hasan, right?
It did.
If the name wasn't there, I might have mistakenly guessed it to be Hasan.
Yeah. And his name is Hamza Jahangir. So name is also quite close to Hasan Rahim. it sounded like not like a Hasan Rahim copy, but somebody who seems to have some influences of the Hasan Rahim sound, which is a interesting phenomenon because Hasan Rahim has only been around for.
And I think it's just the presence of like Fatwa, right?
Yeah,
Kasumi. Sure. Abdullah, like they are so involved in Hasan's work, most of it,
yeah,
that when they go to somebody else, that it sounds similar makes total sense.
So then song number three that I picked later, but you had in your initial selection, and you also have a few other songs, was the Ali Sethi song. Ali Sethi has come out with a song recently. It seems like I haven't heard many Ali Sethi songs historically outside of Coke Studio, but this one decidedly seems to have a new age, like a modern age sound with Ali Sethi's vocals and sort of lyrical content. But why did you pick this song?
So it's produced by Abdullah. Not sure if you knew that.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Okay. That makes sense.
So like one of the reasons I picked it is because I think it says a lot about what Ali Sethi is trying to do in his career right now. So I had a chance to see Ali Sethi on his US tour when he was performing live. So I saw him in Seattle a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
So he plays this as like the first or second song when he starts. So he does like a 80 minute set. Aur usme ye pehla dusra gana hota hai. And so he does a lot of talking in his set. And so he's like, you know, doing lots of background, har gaane ke piche. To isme wo batata hai ki usne ye, like, he did on his like little keyboard, did a recording, sent it to Abdullah, and Abdullah said, I'm going to do something with it, but you won't like it.
Then
sends it back, and then it was either this or like a close to a final form of this. So it's interesting. And then the way that he does his set is that the set was about, I would say, 60% Indians, 40% Pakistanis, maybe even 70-30. And everybody wo ghazlein request kar rahe the log jo usne gayi nahi hai aur ye kuch wo bhi ghazlein ga raha tha jo aam taur pe, like, he hasn't, you know, done on Coke Studio or whatever, but like other people have requested, so he'll sing a few songs, he'll sing a few Bollywood songs, he'll do mashups,
right.
But people were putting out requests, and what he would do is that he would sing do teen char line gaata tha ghazal ki, and then he would move on to the next ghazal, puri puri ghazlein nahi gaata tha, which I found was really interesting. Basically what he ended up doing was that he was catering to particular people in his crowd, some of who are quite much, much older as well, who had particular ghazals in mind that they wanted to hear. And he was able to do it in a way that he continued to bring the new crowd forward.
Mm.
And so what he does is that he sort of educates the crowd on the kind of ghazal history, while also making sure that everyone remains interested.
Right.
And this kind is sort of in a poppy zone.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's really interesting that he is taking his sound now to this scene,
right?
And the reason I find it interesting is because Pakistani jo sari traditional arts and jis kism ki bhi, I think this you see it a lot in like cultural work, I see in technological work also, ki hum wo ek cheez ad jati hai na tradition pe, to hum us pe fir hum usko kisi tarah karne ko na hum usko sacrilegious samajhte,
right? Of course
kuch ho jayega. And so for traditional arts, especially ghazal, like qawwali to phir bhi Nusrat ne kar di thi na, ki usme
too much controversy at the time apparently.
So I think with ghazal there hasn't been as much
intervention
with qawwali, and so to have someone that has established his position in that range of singers by around all the big people, like, you know, inke ustad the, fir wo Farida Khanum ke saath, like he says he's with her a lot, unse seekhta hai. So he has like clear reverence to the older folks.
Yeah.
So once he's established that reverence, that he is from now this position doing crazy things like this song, like Ghazab Kiya, I think lends a sense where new things are happening without people being able to call out that he is destroying the old tradition.
Right. So basically what you're pointing out is that he, because of his varied interests and like obvious fluency in styles. He has distinct audiences who he's able to allow to exist in the same space just because he's fluent in those different sort of art forms. Not art right. forms, but genres.
And almost. Can take a traditionally, like, what appears to be a stereotypically dated form that would be boring in a concert setting and manages to keep young people interested as he takes right. them through. And that's right. his whole thesis, right? Wo argument batata hai, like ghazal is a young people's genre. Sirf boode logon ko nahi sunna chahiye. We have to like modernize it. Right. So that's his like a thing that he's been saying for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so that he is now operationalizing it both in terms of how he does the concert and how he is doing this new music, I find is very, very interesting.
Right.
And it is worth commenting on as like an artistic strategy. Even if you don't like the song in particular, like sure. what he is trying to do with it will have a, I feel like a lasting impact.
Does it seem like a more more well thought out, more native type of thing that the early 2000s fusion rock people were trying to do, where they were just taking fully classical vocals and throwing them into rock melodies and then saying that this is, you know, an evolution, but then that's sort of died. But this seems to be more like holistically integrated because he is somebody who can exist in both these worlds, or am I just building it up to be a bit...
Maybe. I feel like I think what we're doing here is we're comparing one Ali Sethi to all of the early 2000s. And sure, in that comparison, the average, I agree with you. But okay. if you take the best of that, like I'm thoda din pehle main aur Natasha na akhiyan sun rahe the.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a great song.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
and it's like so well done. Like yeah. so progressive, yeah. but also so well done. So like I think there are instances where we've done this sort of stuff before. I think what we haven't done, like fusion wagara ye nahi karte the ki wo, they weren't taking like a traditional form and pushing it forward. They were just taking flavors of it and adding yeah. it in, right? Yeah. Matlab akhiyan sunte hue ye nahi kehte ki ye wo ek purani koi ghazal ga raha hai ya koi purana.
Sure.
Like, it's a new kind of song with that classically trained vocal. Whereas I think what Ali Sethi is doing is very much, he is saying this is in the same genre.
Right.
This is right. a development of the same tradition. I'm not making a new tradition. I'm not making Western pop with just Eastern training. Like right. it's not like, you know, kind of what Mekal Hassan Band does. So Mekal Hassan Band.
I was
Band
thinking in, of them exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wo log bhi, in the 2000s also, and even now, they are saying that what we are doing is Eastern.
Like a continuation rather than a diversion. Yeah. But Mekal Hassan Band, I think, always had that problem of not being approachable for the casual listener, where because right. they are, you know, they're in the Eastern tradition of, you know, pursuing perfection. They are fully there, right? They're not trying to be pop. Whereas fusion perhaps didn't have that continuation thing. They just had the vocals, but they were also decidedly modern. So yeah, okay.
And now Ali Sethi has a hit on his hands, like a yeah. huge hit that yeah, he is attracting people for, the hit.
Yeah.
And so that he is then using that as a way of taking all of his other stuff and putting it back in. Like, it's also interesting, right? Like, Pasoodi ke baad aapka, I think this is probably his first song after, if I'm not wrong.
I think
maybe
so.
There's one in the middle.
So. Yeah.
So if this is your first song right after it, it shows a kind of continuation in his yeah. previous trajectory, as
yeah.
opposed yeah. to like, okay, ab main hit maker ban raha, you know?
Yeah. Only bangers.
So which... Yeah. yeah, which I think is really good. And it's kind of interesting to watch.
Yeah, yeah. But then there were also a couple songs that you had. Ghazab Kiya we shared. Kab Tak, Charen, Umair. Umair is here a lot in this playlist.
Umair is everywhere.
Yeah.
it's he puts out so much stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really
yeah.
kind of incredible.
Yeah.
So of course he's like on every song. So, yeah. so the reason I put this one in is because... if you look at it, you listen to it, people be like, "Acha, you know, not super well developed tone, whatever." But I find it really interesting. So the Share is from the Stunners universe. Mm-hmm. I think, I believe, one of the younger kids. The really YSU. Interesting thing, YSU. One of the really interesting things about Share is that this song is about, like, basically, "Main kahan se aaya aur main kahan chala gaya." You know, it's like about using song. Escape the entrapment of
right.
like a modern life where like people are unable to jump social or economic
okay.
classes
okay.
and so यू सी दैट हिज वो कहता है कि मैं स्पॉटिफाई से यूनिवर्सिटी के पैसे दे रहा हूँ, मेरे घर में सारी नई अप्लायंसेस आ गई हैं पैनासोनिक,
राइट,
यू नो दिस इज नॉट लाइक द ब्लिंग दैट यू एक्सपेक्ट फ्रॉम हिप हॉप, बट इट कम्स अप विद दैट सेम लेवल ऑफ स्वैग,
राइट.
एंड सो फॉर मी व्हाट्स इंटरेस्टिंग इज दैट ही, व्हेन यू लिसन टू दिस यू सी अ टोटली डिफरेंट पिक्चर देन यू वुड सी विद म्यूजिशियंस एल्सवेयर. एंड आई थिंक I've heard a little bit about recently about how hip hop is like the bling of hip hop comes from the fact that to a lot of people, hip hop artists were trying to portray how they could escape
the
social situation they were trapped in.
Proof and of then, their escaping. Yeah.
Right. And the bling is proof of their escaping. And what's really interesting is the Stunners have another song, Gobi's playlist mein, called Benz, where the whole thing is like, I'm in a Benz and I've got everything I need. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so udhar wo log, those guys have kind of escaped. And so they are operating in that bling, whereas this kid is in their circle and is just like, well, I just got a new fridge. Which I find that juxtaposition really interesting in a very heartfelt way. And I don't think people appreciate that type of cultural output as much. I think that's the thing about this scene that I think people tend to like disregard a lot. And my big beef right now is that I don't think any of the people with money in the industry take the scene seriously. I think they just ignore it. Like they don't even know how big the numbers are. When they do know how big the numbers are, they're just like, how many pata hum? Like they'll ignore it. And they would much rather pick smaller people that are more well known in like sort of the
smaller specific circles.
In specific circles rather than these people that have audiences of like 50,000, 60,000, 100,000.
It's just they don't like what that audience
radar is. Meaning, you know? And like Pepsi tried one rap campaign where they got Rap Demon, who was like one person in the Stunners universe that was not otherwise known. And like, I think then they gave up on it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But other than that, like all these guys like Ishare, I mean, Umair toh ab bahut bada ho gaya, but like Jani, Bol Jani, JJ47, like all of these guys are huge.
Yeah.
But they don't get any acceptance. Young Stunners, just by sheer force of just like how quickly they were
growing, escaped it. Unignorable,
They became unignorable, and then they got a couple of big breaks. Like they did a Coke ad, Ali Hamza ke saath, one of them did it. And then they had the PSL anthem.
They also did
and
Pepsi. Like at the, oh, wow, that's Pepsi. That's a great
Pepsi to baad mein,
they've done Coke and Pepsi.
तो बट अब तो कोई उनको इग्नोर कर ही नहीं सकता ना. नाउ इफ यू इग्नोर देम, यू इग्नोर देम एट योर ओन पेरिल. बट आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ दीज अदर गाइज आर द सेम वे, बट बेसिकली आई गेट द फीलिंग दैट मोस्ट पीपल इन द दैट आर नॉट इन दैट एग्जैक्ट सर्कल डोंट इवन रजिस्टर देम. एंड आई फाइंड इट, आई मीन, फ्रैंकली काइंड ऑफ ऑफेंसिव.
Like,
I'm not from this circle at all, but it just seems so biased.
It's another form of, you know, elitism, gatekeeping, that sort of thing, just playing out in Karachi, diwar se lagaya ja raha hai Karachi walon ko. as they say, I guess, truly. And then speaking of, I suppose we'll talk about why Karachi has been foisted upon me, and maine sun bhi liya. It's nice. It's it is fun. I do appreciate what you were saying was correct, that this is it's endearing, it's heartfelt, it's about Karachi, which is unique in its own thing about being from Karachi, in a song about Karachi, which is not just, you know, nobody cares about us. With a bit of that in the song, but in a fun way, I suppose.
I feel like it is complaining about the common issues of Karachi, but it turned into a... It's, you know, those images of New York where people are like valorizing its grime, the grind, and that you live in a shoebox, and like how hard life is, but best place to
best
live in the
in
world,
the
you know? This is that happening to Karachi, I think. They take the same and they reference the same things that show up in darker commentaries, and then they turn it into like, it makes you feel like the people in the song want to be there rather than anywhere else.
There's like a mention of difficult commutes and phones being stolen and stuff like that. Like, you know, this is, it's just a vibe.
It's reminiscent actually of like very early hip hop, like 2013, 2015 type Pakistani hip hop, like Young Stunner jo shuru mein aaye the, remember Bulgari Karachi jis tarah ke shuru hue the actually, aur Young Desi ka jo original gaane the, Main aur Shida. Have you heard Main aur Shida?
I have mentioned on this podcast before.
Like shuru shuru mein jab SoundCloud pe ye log apne nikalte the ek ek do gaane, all of them were kind of silly like this, which was just that they were saying funny things about their surroundings, and this feels kind of like that. And I think aside of Eva B. I don't think many of the others are super well known.
And
it's fun that like Eva's on it also. Yeah. Like I think the really interesting thing is that Eva B. Like, you know, I think linking it to the previous discussion is that she's the one person that has crossed out also from this aside of the stunners into the kind of more mainstream discourse, and that she is also on here, and then you get to see her in this form as well as seeing her and everything else. I think that's really interesting. So for me, the whole package as a result becomes something that you want to like at least hear once. Like it may not be a thing that you hear hundreds of times, but it feels worthwhile like understanding it as a cultural output.
If you've not been to Karachi, don't listen to this song. because I don't want your opinions.
Karachi ki image kharab ho jayegi.
Unnecessarily. Chale, theek hai. Thank you very much, Zirak, for doing this. Great effort, as always, every month. This time I was late in following up on doing the, you know, but you have a couple more weeks then before the next one is due. That, you know, this is one thing that was interesting that I think I was thinking about pehle se was, is Spotify helpful for new artists, which this share wali situation seems to indicate that it is possible for Spotify to be of actual, you know, benefit. And it's not just like a distribution platform that, you know, isn't really working out for people. But
maybe,
I think we'll follow that up at some point. Now we have those two ideas, drama OSTs and brand music. Ad music. Yes. New HBO.
Not brand music. So we don't want Coke's review songs.
Sure.
Yeah. Jingles. To be clear.
Yeah.
We want to make collections of best jingles and best drama OSTs.
Yeah.
Drama OSTs, I think, is easy enough. Like, both the Spotify playlist be a drama OSTs.
Oh, really?
So we can go.
Right. Yes.
But ad jingles are going to be harder because I think there's.
Because those go all the way back.
Those go all the way back, and sometimes you can't even find an exact archive. But ad jingles will be good.
Yeah, we'll think about this. Coming to an episode near you sometime. Take it, thank you very much. Thank you for listening, watching. Links below, playlist, everything. Go follow, like, share, subscribe, send money.